تفسير of Surah Iqra, Surah Al-Alaq, Chapter 96, Al-Qur'an, which was revealed in Mecca. The topic is, this was the first of the Qur'an revealed.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم.
Translation: Read. In the name of your Lord who created. He has created man from a clot. Read. And your Lord is the most generous, who has taught by the pen. He has taught man that which he knew not. The first topic is the beginning of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the first of the Quran revealed. Imam Ahmad recorded that Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said, the first thing that began happening with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the revelation was dreams that he would see in his sleep that would come true. He would not see any dream except that it would come true, just like the clearness of the daybreak in the morning. Then seclusion became beloved to him. So he used to go to the cave of Hira and devote himself to worship there for a number of nights. And he would bring provisions for that. Then he would return to Khadija radiyallahu anhuma and replenish his provisions for a similar number of nights. This continued until the revelation suddenly came to him while he was in the cave of Hira. The angel came to him while he was in the cave and said, read. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, translation, I replied, I am not one who reads. Then he said, so he, that is the angel, seized me and pressed me until I could no longer bear it. Then he released me and said, read. So I replied, I am not one who reads. So he pressed me a second time until I could no longer bear it. Then he released me and said, read. So I replied, I'm not one who reads. So he pressed me a third time until I could no longer bear it. Then he released me and said, translation, read in the name of your Lord who has created. Until he reached the ayah, translation, that which he knew not. So he, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, returned with them, that is those ayats, and with his heart trembling until he came home to Khadija radhiyallahu anhuma. And he said, translation, wrap me up, wrap me up. So they wrapped him up until his fear went away. After that, he told Khadija radhiyallahu anhuma everything that had happened and said, translation, I fear that something may happen to me. To that, Khadija radhiyallahu anhuma replied, never by Allah. Allah will never disgrace you. You keep good relations with your relatives. You speak the truth. You help the poor and the destitute. You serve your guests generously. And you help the deserving, calamity-afflicted people. Khadija then accompanied him to her cousin, Waraqa bin Nawfal bin Asad bin Abdul Uzza bin Qusay, who during the period of ignorance became a Christian and used to scribe the scriptures in Arabic. He would write from the Injil in Hebrew as much as Allah willed for him to write. He was an old man and had lost his eyesight. Khadija radhiyallahu anhuma said to him, O my cousin, listen to the story of your nephew. Waraqa asked, O my nephew, what have you seen? Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam described what he saw. Waraqa said, this is An-Namus, meaning the keeper of the secrets, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam, whom Allah had sent to Musa alayhi salam. I wish I was young and could live until the time when your people would drive you out. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, translation, will they drive me out? To this, Waraqa replied in the affirmative and said, anyone who came with something similar to what you have brought was treated with hostility and enmity. And if I should remain alive till that day, then I would firmly support you. But Waraqa did not remain. He died, and the revelation paused until Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam became sad, according to what we were told. Due to this grief, he set out a number of times with the intent of throwing himself from the mountain tops. However, every time he would reach the peak of a mountain to throw himself from it, Jibreel alayhi salam would appear to him and say, "O Muhammad, you are truly the messenger of Allah." Therefore, his worry would be eased, his soul would be settled, and he would return, that is, down from the mountain. Then when the revelation did not come again for a long time, he set out as he had done before. So when he reached the peak of the mountain, Jibreel alayhi salam appeared to him again and said to him the same as he had said before. This hadith had been recorded in the two Sahihs by way of Az-Zuhri. We have already discussed this hadith's chain of narration, its text and its meaning at length in the beginning of our explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari. Therefore, whoever would like to read it, it is researched there, and all praise and blessings are due to Allah. So the first thing that was revealed of the Quran were these noble and blessed ayat. They are the first mercy that Allah bestowed upon His servants and the first bounty that Allah favored them with. The next topic is the honor and nobility of man in his knowledge. These ayat inform of the beginning of man's creation from a dangling clot, and that out of Allah's generosity He taught man that which he did not know. Thus Allah exalted him and honored him by giving him knowledge, and it is the dignity that the father of humanity, Adam alayhi salam, was distinguished with over the angels. Knowledge sometimes is in the mind, sometimes on the tongue, and sometimes in writing with the fingers. Thus it may be intellectual, spoken, and written. And while the last, that is written, necessitates the first two, that is intellectual and spoken, the reverse is not true. For this reason Allah says, translation, read, and your Lord is the most generous, who has taught by the pen, he has taught man that which he knew not. There is a narration that states, record knowledge by writing. There is also a saying which states, whoever acts according to what he knows, Allah will make him inherit knowledge that he did not know. This, however, is considered as false hadith. And they also narrated as saying of Isa alayhi salam. It was recorded by Abu Nu'aym in Al-Hilya.